It is time to be awakened by Tim, Luke, and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, TQAG.com on the web. They join us on a Tuesday morning, whether it's windy or not, whether it's sunny or not. They always bring a ray of sunshine into our lives. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Has it stopped raining down there?
Yes, actually, it's a lovely morning. It's a little cool.
It's 50.
So, but it's going up into the mid-70s.
It's warmer than it was.
70s today.
50, come on. When I used to go down there in April, and if it was 50 degrees on the golf course, I'd be out there in my shorts, and you'd see these people out there with big bundled up in jackets and gloves.
Yeah. I heard this. No, I'm in layers.
But
well, you know, that's how you tell some. That's how you can tell if somebody's from someplace other than Florida, is in the wintertime, it could be like 50 degrees down here, and there'll be people out on the beach or in the water, and it's...
shorts, you know, and... Yeah, short sleeves, everything.
No, they don't call them snowbirds for nothing, you know.
I'm walking the dog in layers. I've got like multiple layers and gloves, because it's a little cold and wind, and, you know.
And I just want to point out that last week at this time, you guys had 47, so go on.
Yes, I know.
I know.
I just want to point out that the holidays are upon us, and not unlike the spruce grouse, I'm expecting to enlarge my ventriculus over the holidays as well.
Your gizzard.
Ooh.
And speaking of enlarging your gizzard, we had a little competition that we had with the Hugh Hefner auction. You had predicted, Marshall, what his Ford F-50 was going to sell for. Do you remember that prediction?
I don't remember what I said, but I think I went into the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No, did you? I thought you said like, well, it didn't go that high.
How high did it go?
Yeah.
We could go to the videotape.
The winning bid was $7,680.
Wow.
So you could have gotten that.
That's a good, that's... To me, that's a steal.
We don't know if it runs, though.
It doesn't matter if it runs or not. It was Hugh Hefner's truck.
Right. So,
well,
but the online auction ended on Monday, right, Greg? It did.
So, and this was totally a kitchen sink auction. I mean, there was not a single thing left, I think, in the house after this auction. There must not have been, because they sold everything. I mean, they sold at least in the online sale, at least five lots of Monopoly money. The guy loved Monopoly. What can I say?
And
even each of those lots sold for over $1,000.
And in the live auction, we had several of those too.
Yeah. However, they did sell, there were several lots of Hugh Hefner's balls, which...
I would certainly think it would be.
Listen, this is Hugh Hefner we're talking about here. Everything has to be about sex. What are you talking about? His bowling ball only sold for $125.
Yeah.
Well, okay. What about his racquetball?
There was a Cartier box, a big wooden Cartier box that did sell for $2,500, but God knows what he kept in that. If he kept Viagra in his ring, I don't even want to know what he kept in the Cartier box.
How much did the ring sell for? I'm actually looking at something.
I think it was like $35,000, $35,000 it sold for.
Did he have any basketballs?
That was part of the items of the ball lot. Okay. There was a whole lot, you know, like one group of balls. I'm not making this stuff up, you know. There were volleyballs, basketballs, footballs, and that sold for $192. So you lost your chance.
So Marshall could have
easier
done,
to ship.
Yeah, Marshall could have done quite well here.
Also, in other Hollywood news and stuff at auction, the end of last week, I think it was, there was a four-day marathon auction of memorabilia in Los Angeles, and it was, I think, Profiles in History as the company. But the interesting thing, because we don't see a lot of Academy Awards that do come up for auction, but they had two or three that were in this auction. And one in particular was for Gentlemen's Agreement that was from 1947, the film. And it starred Gregory Peck. And it ended up selling. It was estimated at like 200 to 300,000. It ended up selling for close to $500,000. I think it was $492,000. And it was the best, also the best picture Oscar for Mutiny on the Bounty. Also, that sold for $240,000, which was interesting.
I thought the Academy tried to get those back so they couldn't be sold.
No, so these, and that's what I want to talk about, is the rule there is that in 1951 and onward, the Academy has, there's a clause that every winner from that year forward has to sign something that says the Academy could buy it back for like $10 or a dollar or something like that. And they are not allowed to sell it, nor are their heirs. So, or, you know, if they win one, they can't sell one. Like if they won one after 1951 and they won one before 1951, I think there's a clause that says that one's also covered, so that they try to cover it as much as possible. But it depends on who the individual was, who was the recipient, and also it has to be pre-1951. So all those Oscars can be sold. And, of course, the Academy prefers people to win Oscars as opposed to buy them, but they cannot. Yeah, but they there's not a whole lot that they can do. Well, you know, if it is after 1951, even though they signed this document and things have changed hands just in private sales. I mean, what the Academy doesn't know. I know that there are some that have changed hands, but, you know, at public auction, they would have a legal battle if it was after 1951. So there are some.
We could tell you who bought them, but we'd have to kill you.
No.
We don't know. How valuable are they really?
I think the real old ones, and for the right films, would be very valuable.
And seeing that's really so the record, and it's interesting that you say that. So the record would be the Gone with the Wind Oscar that was presented to David O'Selznick, was purchased by Michael Jackson for $1.5 million, which is probably still part of his estate. And when and if that ever comes back up again, that will probably be a record breaker again because of the provenance and also because it's Gone with the Wind. You know, ultimately, I think if like for retail replacement or, well, no, cost. For cost replacement, I think the cost of making one, and they do this every year, because it's just gold plated. It's not gold. And it has a bunch of other metals underneath. I think it's, you know, like $3,000 or $4,000 is what the ultimate cost in just making one is. It's like $3,500, I think, is what it is. But then you attach all of the other. You need the context. What makes it valuable? Oh, this was awarded to this individual for this particular picture. And one of the things about Gentlemen's Agreement that was really, I guess, groundbreaking for Hollywood. It's a 1947 film, but it took on anti-Semitism, and that was something that I think at that point made this first a great thing for people to bid on and an interesting thing. However, it's also the first time that this particular Oscar for this movie came up for auction. So whenever you have the first time, and then really delving into a social issue that is groundbreaking, that also drives interest for bidding, you know, and for bidders, who they all, of course, wanted to remain anonymous, because I know, Jill, that was your next question. But there was also in that sale, they had, which I found interesting, I was watching this online, they had archives of production papers, sketches, designs, costumes, sets, backgrounds for The Wizard of Oz. So it was the storyboards and all of the archives of the development, what went into the creation of The Wizard of Oz for the film. And that entire archive sold for $1.2 million. Because again, that's a monumental film. The Wizard of Oz, very iconic, right up there with Gone with the Wind, when it comes to major films, especially for categories of what people really want to collect, which is really interesting.
Well, there you have it. No, it's just I had no idea that just to actually replace one was so costly. I mean, it's sort of a good business would be stealing the entire Brinks truck on the way over. Right. If that's what you're looking at, because you've got to think that everyone, by the time you get to the end of the show, if you're awake, they're lashing those out with.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, but also, and I will tell you this. And I don't know who owns it. I don't know what it was, but I was approached actually by someone who said it was for one of the television shows. I think it was Strange Inheritance, and they were telling me about this story about an Oscar that one of the guys, and they're made here in America. They're made in a shop in Michigan, and the story was the person who owned this or who currently had this piece inherited, he received it from his grandfather who had a friend who worked at the factory, and he just loved the father said, oh, I love the movies, love the Oscars, loved all sorts of things, anything to do with this, with the movies. And the guy who worked at the factory, I guess, smuggled out one and gave it to him. And of course, it's not accounted for. And this was in the 1980s, I think, or mid 80s. So it's not something that you could just say, well, and I don't know if they knew it was stolen or not. And the Academy frowns on anything like that. And auction houses would not want to put something like that up for auction. And I told them, you don't want to put this on television because they may come after you. And the company who made this may come after you because you know too many names. And don't give out names. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know it. I don't want to know of this. And
while you were speaking, I just happened to look up, because I know we had talked about this in the past about how much the statuette is actually worth. Mm-hmm. It is the base metal is called Britannia, and it's like a pewter, and they're plated with 24 karat gold, and it's only about $400 to produce one of them. Yeah, and the actual scrap value is probably less than $1,000. So,
All right.
And today's probably about $700 for scrap metal. So
it's still lots of them. It's still worth doing the Brinks truck thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Well,
it is an Oscar.
Price an item. All right. Guess what?
Stay warm.
Yeah, bundle up.
It's that time.
And guess what? Next week and New Year's will be Christmas when we're and the year after that, New Year's. And I have a feeling it's going to be the best of.
Okay, got that.
The next 2 weeks, you got it.
We'll talk to you in 2019.
We'll see you next year.
Which shows are you going to choose? Many to choose from.
We'll figure it out.
Hundreds.
Hey, okay, have a wonderful week.
Have a wonderful
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Tim Luke and Greg Straub, the appraisal guys, a frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This, TQAG.com on the web.